Nowadays, gratefully, we have a lot of conveniences, like you can have a rice cooker.
Yeah.
You just put the rice in there, wash the rice and put water in there, and then it cooks by itself.
That's right. Yeah, it's very convenient.
And if you didn't eat it all, then the next day you push a button, it warms it up for you.
Yeah, amazing.
Actually, many things nowadays are so convenient, so thankful to have them. So that's why I don't understand why people still want to make war instead of just being grateful to have a better life, a more convenient and more modern life to enjoy.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't understand why. Of course, you can blame it on the world's karma, collective karma, and the people who are selling their souls to the devil and hurting the world's co-citizens.
Yes.
You can only blame all that. It's only devils who drive humans, any human, or at least just a human body and human mind to do it.
That's right.
They sold their souls to the devils. Otherwise, they couldn't do this. Like Putin can't. Nobody can do that. Even his friends, his colleagues, and his allies all turn against him now.
Yeah.
Turn against all these brutal leaders or these war inciters.
Yes.
Oh my God, oh, so unimaginable. It's the 21st century. So many masters came and went. And there's so much luxury nowadays to live with. And still making war, making people suffer like that.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
The death toll rising to at least 29, one day after a Russian missile obliterated the 72-unit apartment building in Dnipro. Officials say at least 40 people remain unaccounted for. The explosion turning the complex's courtyard into an apocalyptic moonscape. Survivors screaming in terror. Tonight, from that smoldering pile of broken concrete, rescuers pulling out a human miracle. Those Ukrainian rescuers gingerly cradling that woman. She's in the neck brace and hypothermic after more than 20 hours of exposure, but alive. Tonight we learned that this young woman, captured in that image, perched on a concrete ledge, clutching her phone, is recovering in a hospital, only to have learned both her parents died in the explosion.
And then even still in their infants, their orphans, their babies, their children, and their women, their citizens, they just kidnap them and bring to Russia.
Gosh.
We went to investigate claims Russians took much younger children from this orphanage in central Kherson. Natalia, who lives next door, says she watched children as young as 3, 4, and 5 being taken away by the Russian military.
Of course I'm worried about them. They're small children. They're just abandoned children. We do not know where they are, what happened to them, or where they were taken.
Ukrainian authorities say Russians took 48 orphans, aged 3 to 5, from here. They say 13,000 children have been deported or abducted by Russia during the war. Only some have made it back. Among them, 14-year-old Vlad, who says Russians tried to indoctrinate the Ukrainian children they'd taken.
They said Ukrainians were Nazis. They said Kherson is Russian, that Crimea is Russian. I started to be a little afraid because I wanted to go home and I didn't want to stay there.
Ukrainian officials say 97 orphans were taken by the Russians from the Kherson region alone.
Why didn't he just bring those so-called pro-Russians with him? Bring him there, give them a piece of land somewhere, make them a king or separatist president or whatever, who cares? Russia is big.
Yes.
Why put the pro-Russians in Ukraine and make it a separate country out of their own country? Why separate people and separate their country like that? He has a big country.
Yes, exactly.
Whoever is pro-Russia just say, oh, welcome, welcome. Come to Papa. I give you this piece of land, that piece of land for you, the other land for that lady, another land for this man, that man. Russia is big. Why doesn't he do that? Why come and steal their countries, citizens and cities and make so much bloodshed like that. For what?
Nothing.
If Putin's going to live forever, maybe you can say, oh, yeah, why not? But nobody lives forever. Why in such a short life? Why don't you just enjoy what you have?
Yes, exactly.
Go out, you know, traveling, go see all the presidents, go see all the countries, beautiful places, and enjoy your money, your luxury. People offered you a lot. You have everything you want, anything at all. Why make other people's lives miserable and your life also risky and miserable?
Yes, exactly.
Unless truly, like Chinese officials and President Xi said, that Putin's really crazy, sadistic.
Yes, exactly.
But I say he's possessed, evil, the devil. He sold his soul to the devils.
He has.
Some people do that to get rich or whatever, or to get healthy, but they are wrong. The devil cannot do anything for you. He might promise, and maybe he does a couple of things, but you can't live forever anyway, and you have to pay back whatever you got from him.
Yes.
Remember the story I told you about the singer, that he said he worshipped Satan? Ozzy Osbourne, yes. He said because he worshipped Satan, so he doesn't get COVID. Oh, he got it so quickly.
Exactly, yes.
And then his wife and family also got it, for example.
Yes.
And recently, before, I heard that he's sickly, seriously ill or something like that.
Oh.
I thought I read it in the news. Maybe so. You have to believe in yourself, that you have God within you, and you worship God and try to unite yourself, your spark of God, united with God.
Yes.
Then even in this lifetime, though you're not in heaven yet, you'll be happy like in heaven, like many of your brothers and sisters, so-called my disciples. They are happy.
Yes.
Because they experience it. They know it. They feel better and better all the time. They feel more and more heavenly, godly all the time.
Yes, that's true.
Because they practice the method to unite with themselves, God self.
Yes, Master.
All right. Well, whatever. If Boris Johnson comes back to be Prime Minister or not, that's up to the party and the people of England.
Yes, that's right.
Up to also their karma, whether or not they are good enough to have him back.
Yeah, that's true.
It's their loss, not his loss.
Yes, exactly.
He doesn't even need to be Prime Minister to live well.
Yeah.
People donated a house for him and donated some money for the party for him to live well. You know, in 6 weeks alone, after he left the office of 10 Downing Street,
yes,
he gave only maybe, I think, 4 speeches, and he earned 1 million of that.
Oh, wow.
Even, there's no need. People still respect him and
yes,
call him and need him or help him in many different ways.
Yes.
He doesn't need to be a prime minister to survive. That's what I meant.
Right, that's true.
A petition launched by the website Conservative Post to return Boris Johnson to number 10 has received 10,000 signatures.
Yep, and some of Liz Truss's MPs, including the former Culture Secretary Nadine Dorries, say that they really, really, really would like him to come back. Well, joining us now to discuss this is former Tory MEP David Campbell-Bannerman, who thinks that Boris is the only credible alternative.
Boris delivered Brexit. You know, he's very popular still amongst members. Two-thirds of members would have had him back. And all the polls show that the public still like Boris. I think he's a great asset to the party. There is still an enormous amount of support for him. He won an 80-seat majority, the largest since 1987. He went to the public. No one else has gone to the public.
But do you even know if Boris wants to come back? I mean, everything that we hear, sort of, you know, behind the scenes is he wants to stay in America.
Well, he's doing very well. He's earned twice his prime ministerial salary in mm-hmm. one speech of half an hour, apparently, in America.
So why on earth would he want to come back to this charnel
because
house?
He wants to serve. I think Boris wants to serve.
I think he is the best bet. But, you know, Boris needs to be coaxed back. He's not demanding to be put back at number 10. We need to encourage him to do that. Boris is an electoral winner, dynamite, and there's nobody on, you know, nobody could have won the mayoralty in 2012 when I served in the second term. No one could have beaten Ken Livingstone that time with the polls as they were nationally, except Boris. He's a remarkable politician, that nobody could have secured an 80-seat, a whopping 80-seat majority, but Boris. We're talking about, if we talk, you know, use the boxing analogy, he's the person that secured that mandate. And here's someone with a force for good that will bring real power and electoral clout.
So it's up to him to come back to Downing Street or not. But I have told you already, that place, they should have changed address.
Yes.
But it's too inconvenient, maybe, and so used to it already. And it's not easy to move an office with so many employees, I guess.
Yes.
But why not? Why not? If it's good for the country, they should have moved.
That's true.
I told you it has a hell road in
it. Yes, you did.
And whenever the karma is heavy, from the world or from the country or from the surroundings, the devils are allowed to open that gate of the road and come up and stir up problems.
Oh.
Even without any problems, they can bring problems.
Oh, wow.
Otherwise, how can the prime minister get fired just for eating a cake?
Yes.
A piece of birthday cake.
Yes, that's true.
And even in the lockdown time, they're all working together in the same office.
Yes.
It's not like a complete lockdown the way you have to be locked down. And nowadays, everywhere there's no lockdown anymore anyway, so they didn't really do anything wrong.
Yes.
But he got kicked out just because of that, and maybe some other little problem somewhere, which is not his fault.
Yeah, that's right.
It's nobody's fault.
Yes, Master.
Life sometimes has some little mistakes here and there and some, how you say, unfit situations, but it doesn't harm anybody. It's not killing anyone.
Yes, exactly.
It's not bribery or corruption. Nothing like that.
Yes.
Just some little petty things. So if you don't believe me that Downing Street has, you know, a hell road, now you should believe it.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. It makes sense.
A prime minister got kicked out of office. And many resigned just for that piece of birthday cake. My God, there's no humanity for government officials or what?
Yes.
Oh, terrible. My God, lah. His birthday is only once a year. And he's a prime minister of Great Britain.
Yeah.
What kind of freedom does the country uphold?
Yes, true.
Maybe he's bad, okay, fine him, you know, fine a few thousand pounds or something.
Yeah.
Can't just fire a prime minister just because he eats his cake, because some people surprise him with a cake for a birthday once a year, my goodness.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous anyway.
It is, absolutely.
Nobody can believe that. They make many other excuses, like one of his employees is maybe gay and touch somebody else or something. Oh, my God, you are an adult, man. The prime minister is not your babysitter. No, no, no. You could tell that guy off yourself.
Yes, you can.
Say, hey, don't touch my butt.
Hands off.
Yeah. Hands off. You wear it off. You wear off my butt. Get lost. Get lost, man. What is the use? What's the point of firing a prime minister? Even just because of part of that.
Yes, exactly.
He didn't touch you. He didn't even see it.
Yeah.
Whatever a crime has to have evidence in order to charge it in the court,
true.
Right?
Yes.
And you all know, you big people, you can even tell that person off, or if you are so angry, just slap his wrist. Whatever hand touch you, you just slap it, no?
Yes.
My God, la. Oh, man, it's not like they're 5 or 2 years old in kindergarten or something.
That's right.
It's such a little thing and they make it into a big deal like that, yeah?
Yes.
But I told you guys already, I was grabbed, my butt was grabbed at the airport. She says she knew me.
Oh, gosh.
And she talked to me and then when I say goodbye, I turn around, she grabbed my butt.
Oh, God.
But would I fire that person? I couldn't. I don't even know who she is. She said she knew me, and she told me. Of course, I believed her, because she called my name. I turned around, she grabbed my butt.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but what was I to do?
Yes, exactly.
Print a newspaper? Or find out where she is and fight her? Sue her? What?
Yeah.
My God, la. I was speechless. You know, I was so astounded. I didn't know what to say.
Yeah, I can imagine. Wow.
I just looked back at her, and then I walked for some moments and then I walk away.
Yeah.
Wow. I can't believe the person did that to me, knowing who I am already.
Oh, goodness. Wow.
Call me Supreme Master, this and that, and then she really grabbed, not touched.
Oh, my goodness.
Told you already.
Yes.
But she's not the only one. I encountered quite some number like that because I'm just innocent. I'm just helpless and vulnerable and open to trouble sometimes. But wow. These are just small things. I had bigger troubles many times. People have accused me of many things, like I don't pay tax. My company pays tax. I didn't have a company till just a few years ago. Others took care of those aspects. How would I pay tax?
Right.
For example, at those times, we didn't even have any company or anything to pay what tax. Even if I don't pay tax, all my money is going everywhere in the world anyway. Why don't they go and chase the money back for them?
Yes, exactly.